Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyne.
And I'm Bonnie North. You might remember the game SimCity, which was popular among computer gamers a couple of decades ago. It had users create and manage a city, making key decisions along the way about what to build, how much to spend, and how to prioritize.
A new website developed by Marquette University and the Public Policy Forum takes a page from the SimCity playbook. But in this case, it doesn't ask you to develop a new city, but rather it asks you how you would fund the one we currently live in.
The website developed out of the forum's study of funding entertainment and cultural institutions. Forum President Rob Henkin joins us now, along with Matt Parlow, who's the Associate Dean for Academic Affairs and a professor of law at Marquette. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me about this website. This is pretty cool in a way to get the public energized and thinking about how we fund our recreation and that sort of thing. So where did the idea come from to do this?
Well, you know, the Cultural and Entertainment Capital Needs Task Force was looking at the needs of the region from a cultural and entertainment perspective. And Rob and the Public Policy Forum were very involved given all the research they did, both generally and to support the work of the task force. I was on the task force, and we thought that there was a lot of really great information that could be shared broadly and that there would be voices who may not have been able to participate in the task force process who might want to voice their opinions about what their priorities were. And so we thought that an interactive website that would allow them to learn to share their ideas, particularly through a social media medium, would be an exciting way to sort of further public discourse on the matter.
And so, Rob, is the idea that you're going to collect the data of people who actually participate in this?
We wrestled with that question and decided that we did not want to do that. So this is really an opportunity for people to go in, use the site, develop their own plans for what they would like to see happen in terms of funding our cultural and entertainment needs. Once they've developed their plan, they are free to share it with their social media networks on Facebook or Twitter or via email. But we are not collecting this, and this is not going to be used as a tool to try to gauge public opinion or inform elected officials. I think the thinking was that this is really going to be an unscientific approach in that regard, so we would not want to collect the data and tabulate it and try to assess it as if it's a more scientific method of gauging public
opinion. You're not too worried then if somebody does this more than once or something like that because you're not trying to track the data?
Correct.
Okay. Because that was one of my questions, is that if this is actually being used as a way to help mold public policy, that could be an issue if somebody goes in under 45 different logins and skews it in a certain way.
Yes. And that was another big concern.
I think our interest was really spurring community conversation on it, not to have any sort of end goal that we thought should be had, but really to help people learn about the issues and then be able to discuss it with one another and share their voices on it, and not to have any sort of data to try to say, here's what we should or shouldn't do.
Even though it's not official, I mean, people, I would hope, would take this as a way to say, you know, this is really what I'm interested in and I would like to talk to my elected officials about this. I mean, is that sort of the overall hope here?
Absolutely. And it's really going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, the extent to which users actually do try to take what they're developing and the information that they are acquiring and share that not only with their friends and colleagues, but with elected officials themselves.
Now, I had a quick look at the prototype website. It's very slick, and it's a lot of fun to play with. And it reminds me, and here I'm aging myself, dating myself, was it SimCity, where you could create cities and just like how well you could actually do it? Was that kind of the idea behind this?
I think it was a mix between sort of SimCity meets the ESPN trade machine in allowing people to come up with their own ideas but also educating them in the process. And so it was something that we wanted to be accessible, but that would be cool and interesting to people and would really engage them in the material. So something that was both visually and interactively exciting we thought was important as we developed it.
So how long did it take to actually come up with the website?
This project was launched late in 2014, so a good 6 months. The advantage was we already had a lot of the research done. Forum had produced two comprehensive 150-page reports that really provided lots of details about the needs. Where some additional work obviously had to take place was in designing the site and also in capturing the information in very condensed formats so that users don't have to necessarily read 20 pages. They can read a page and get a good sense for what are the capital needs of the Milwaukee County-owned arts and cultural facilities, for example.
I know we kind of talked about this, that it's not something that you're collecting data on, but I can't imagine that elected officials aren't going to want to look at this and kind of get an idea of what people are thinking about. Are you hoping that from that point of view, people, you know, in city government are going to be looking at this?
Well, city government, county government, state government, from the perspective of the Public Policy Forum, what's also just very exciting about this is the opportunity to do public education about the way local government works. People really aren't that aware of the funding sources that are typically under consideration to pay for things that we all value. So this site really allows the user to go in and dig in and see for him or herself how much would a tenth of a cent sales tax raise in Milwaukee County vis-a-vis a 30-cent per pack cigarette tax or a small beer tax, for example. So I think this is going to be very educational and hopefully can drive some even broader conversations about just the strategies, the revenue strategies that we use to fund local government services.
And part of what we thought was such a wonderful collaboration with the Public Policy Forum and Marquette University Law School is, you know, the law school has the Public Policy Initiative with Mike Goucher and a lot of the programs that we put on. And we have the same goals. We like to educate people on important public policy issues and then provide fora for them to discuss relevant issues. You know, we've branded ourselves Milwaukee's Public Square, and we see this as sort of a virtual public square to be able to get people to talk about this important issue and learn about it at the same time.
Well, and I think another important point to that is not telling people what they ought to think, but allowing them to discover for themselves what they actually think.
There is an option where people can provide no new funding and just choose to keep funding levels at their current level, or any variety of opportunities to fund various different interests. It's up to them to decide what they want to do.
How long is it available to folks?
Well, we're planning to keep it up as long as we're still having this conversation. So it's still uncertain what the future will hold. We are obviously now looking at a separate deal to potentially fund a new Bucks Arena. And we had some interesting conversations around that as well. The earliest iterations of this did have an arena option. We took that out once it became apparent that the arena would be on a separate track from any potential effort to secure additional dollars to take care of the other cultural and entertainment needs. But it all depends what comes next. There has been talk that once the arena situation is resolved, either yes or no, that there will then be a follow-up effort by civic leaders in this community to take a look once again at the needs of the convention center and the variety of arts and cultural institutions. And we've even put the transit system into the mix in terms of this particular interactive
website. So you're talking about the streetcar and those sorts of things, or bigger?
We're talking about the Milwaukee County transit system, and in many cases, the question about funding for the parks and the cultural institutions at the county has been linked to the question of funding for the transit system. There was a referendum actually in 2008 that would have increased the sales tax by a penny to pay not only to meet the needs of the cultural facilities and the parks, but also Milwaukee County Transit. That actually was approved, but it was an advisory referendum and no action has been taken.
So is there an end goal for Marquette Law and for the Public Policy Forum beyond just this is an interesting exercise that we should go through?
I think our goal is to help facilitate community discussion on a very important community policy issue. And for the time period, whatever it winds up being, that this continues to be front and center on the minds of elected officials, of the community, as we've gone through this task force process, we want to help facilitate that conversation, continue that conversation until whatever resolution is made ultimately occurs. I think that's our goal in this.
And our goal would be the same. And just one addition is that we've actually thought for the past couple of years, wouldn't it be neat to do something similar for the county budget or the city of Milwaukee budget or the Milwaukee Public Schools budget and allow users to go to a website and see the actual decision making that goes on at City Hall and the courthouse and the MPS administration building.
This has been a fun project, and I think we're optimistic it'll be received well in the community. And I think that it has given both of our organizations ideas of other interests interesting opportunities for us to design similar websites around other relevant matters.
So where do people find this?
People can find it at www.simulation.law.marquette.edu.
Okay, and we will post that, of course, on our website as well. And can they, Rob, can they go through the public policy forum as well to make a link?
Yes, we will have something up on the front page of our website that would take you to that link, but it is being hosted by Marquette University Law School.
Okay, terrific. Well, Rob and Matt, thank you so much for coming in, and best of luck. Come back and tell us, you know, in 6 months or something what you found out.
Terrific.
Great.
Thanks
very
much.
Rob Henkin is president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. Matt Parlow is the associate dean for academic affairs and a professor of law at Marquette University. You'll find a link to the two institutions' new simulation website at WUWM.com.